Grace, please, come away from the window. She's pulled back the curtains in my front room, flooding it in late winter sunlight. Ensconced in the window seat with a glass of Sauv Blanc in hand, she's brazenly gawking at the guy moving in across the road. Charlie's been playing something other than Minecraft for more than 10 minutes, and I feel like an excellent mother. It's such a rare victory that I've celebrated by reopening the manuscript of the literary novel I've been pushing uphill since the Neolithic Age, about 5 words at a time. "Oh, your new neighbour rocks a flanny," Grace says. Ash blonde hair backlit by the setting sun, she is ethereal. I watch as she stretches her long legs across the window seat and adjusts her forest green maxi dress over high-heeled boots. And I wonder how I ended up with such a glamorous friend. Grace and I are so close. I struggle to believe I've only known her 6 years, since Cam and I dragged ourselves away from Melbourne and moved to Queanbeyan, near Canberra, so he could lecture at the Australian National University. Meeting her at indoor netball in our mid-30s was like finally discovering the Diana to my Anne, the Louise to my Thelma, the Diaz to my Barrymore. "Wonder if he's DTF," she muses, before taking another sip of her wine. "Department of Treasury and Finance?" I ask. "Wait, no, that's 2 separate departments." She drags her focus away from the man across the road for long enough to properly observe me, incredulous at my naivety. "What? Oh, is that some Tinder acronym?" I ask. I have 0 intention of mastering online dating, or any kind of dating at all. Online or off, speed, double, group, I'll have none of it, much to Grace Randall's everlasting disappointment. "Yes, obviously DTF is a Tinder thing, Kate. It means down to psh," I say, pointing in Charlie's direction. "That man does not look like a public servant," she observes. Grace has been public sector averse ever since a bad date with Jerry from the Australian Fisheries Management Authority, who mansplained commercial fish statistics over a prawn cocktail, even though she'd already told him she was vegan and allergic to maths. "There are attractive public servants," I argue. "I used to be one myself, remember? A public servant, not shut up, Kate, and just look." I'll get no peace until I join her at the window. So I save my document and set the laptop down. As I cross the room towards her, I slide black-rimmed reading glasses down my nose and fold my arms in preemptive disapproval. Here comes the fun police.